Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, marketing. I got with me this afternoon Josh Bernstein with Josh Bernstein Media. Welcome, Josh.
Thank you, Slay. How you doing?
Doing well. You are a marketer, but you're kind of a specialist. Can you share a little bit about what you specialize in?
Yeah, I specialize in paid search marketing, essentially. It falls under the umbrella of search engine marketing. And one of the big distinctions is that we were talking about before we went on air is it is not the same as search engine optimization. This is a form of advertising. And I think as we go along talking about it, I think a lot of people will be, you know, really excited to know about what I do and how they can take advantage of it and some of the benefits that paid search marketing is compared to SEO and some of the, you know, the pros and cons, basically.
Right. So, like SEO or search engine optimization is when you take your website and then work within the framework of a website
Correct.
Or your blog
mm-hmm.
and then maybe use keywords or do things that make you found just organically
right.
on the search engines. Right?
Correct.
Now, what you do is SEM or search engine marketing, and that is where you're actually writing a check to a Google, a LinkedIn,
right.
a Facebook, or one of these advertising platforms to run an actual ad there.
Correct. Yeah. And essentially, my focus is on with Google and their paid search interface, which is called Google AdWords.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is essentially, you're buying and bidding on keywords, like the same keywords you would type on Google if anybody's, because, you know, 99% of people, if they need to look up something, they're going to Google.
Right.
That's the main thing. And paid search marketing gets you up on the Google page, and it can be done in a very quick turnaround, unlike SEO, which takes a long time
to
work.
A long time to have your website slowly work its way up to a high ranking.
And there's really no guarantees of where your rankings are going to be.
Right.
But with paid search, you can pretty much get up immediately, more or less.
If you bid enough.
If you bid enough and, you know, you have a budget in mind, and we can talk through all that. But essentially, somebody wants to call me today and say, hey, I'd like to get up on towards the top of Google. I have a business in, you know, Metro Atlanta, and I want to attract some more leads or some more clients. They can call me. I'm like, theoretically, I could get them up tonight in theory. Now, that's not
right.
the way you want to do it, but that's the immediacy.
It's possible.
Of it. It's very possible.
And then just to educate our listener on Google, when you type in anything, there are listings at the very top, right?
Correct.
And then on the side that are the paid listings.
That is correct.
And then if you go down below, I mean, it varies site to site, right?
Right.
Sometimes there's a couple, sometimes there's several. And then there's the organic ones beneath that.
Below. Yeah, these top three listings on the top of the page are the top three positions for the AdWords listings for your
right.
rankings. And then on starting on the right side, it starts at position four and goes on from there.
Okay, so that's the order of things.
That's what you call your ad rank.
Uh-huh.
And if you have access to an AdWords interface, you see something called ad rank. That's what that means. You're position one, two, three, and it averages out. So you can be like position 2.5, which usually means you're hovering around the top of the page somewhere.
And then is it better to be on the top of the page or the side?
That doesn't matter as much as there's a lot of other factors. That the biggest myth with pay-per-click advertising is that you have to be the number one position.
Uh-huh.
And that's totally false.
That's not true.
That's not true in the sense that you don't have to be at the top position to have a successful account.
Uh-huh.
Too many times, one of the biggest things I see whenever I'm looking at an account is like everybody's spending a lot of money for that top position. They've raised, because when you bid on the keywords, you set a maximum bid.
Right.
And that's how much you want to pay per click, essentially. And then we can talk about when we talk about the budgets. The biggest myth is that if you're in the top position, then you're going to have the most clicks. Not true at all.
And
there's a lot of other factors as why that is.
So now on a typical page, there's six to eight paid.
There's six to eight paid rankings on a desktop or laptop showing. mobile is a lot more competitive now because of just the size of the screen. There's less room. Yeah, there's two top rankings usually on mobile for a mobile paid ad on Google.
Right. So now when you say, like, just for the sake of the conversation on desktop, say there's six.
Right.
If I bid on it, like, say, an arbitrary amount, $5.
Okay.
So now that $5 might give me the first or the sixth.
It might give you the. It depends on
how competitive that word is.
It depends on the marketplaces, and it's all auction based. Essentially, it's based on your bids, and it's based on something called your quality score, which is a mixture of your bids and your history. Mm-hmm. Because if you're have an established AdWords account, you're going to have a little bit more of an advantage than somebody fresh to the marketplace because you have a history and you have a.
They know you're spending $1,000 a month, so then maybe they give you. All pushes go to you.
Not necessarily. It doesn't really. Well, you know, like some people like to think of that way, but unfortunately, it's not the case. You know, it's a combination of bid. And the main thing that people don't realize is how important your ad copy is when it's talking to pay per click advertising. Because you're striving for relevance between two different factors. You're striving relevance between the keywords you're buying and the text ad copy you're writing. Mm-hmm. And I do all of that. And then you're striving for relevancy between the keywords you're buying in your account and the landing page it's going to. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a website and you're focusing on five different specialties and you want to bid keywords on all those five different specialties, you want to make sure the specific keyword is going to that specific page on your website where you have that specialty, not just your homepage, because it gives the person who's the user, I guess, is what you want to call them, the person searching. You want to send that person to the most relevant page on your website and make sure they don't leave, for starters, because you want to make sure once somebody's there at your website, you want them to accomplish that goal that you have for sending people to your website to begin with, whatever it may be. If it's a lead, a purchase, a sign up, you want to make sure that page is relevant. There's a form on your page for people to accomplish their goal or button. And because if somebody lands on a website and they take 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pages to find something that they want to do, they're going to bounce. They're going to leave. And sort of that's why I say no matter what you're doing in terms of digital marketing, whether it's paid clicks, SEO, social, YouTube, the most important factor in digital advertising is your website. It's your storefront. Because before I would take on a client, I want to say, okay, let's take a look at your website. Let's make sure it's ready to handle volume and make sure when you go to a website, you want people
to do something.
To do an action, essentially, yeah.
Right.
And you want to do it from the start, not have to search for it.
And you want to know that if your advertising is actually contributing and causing that action to occur.
And you can, and part of the AdWords interface is you can track those actions through a pixel, basically.
So now, is there a rule of thumb that a person should spend to get an idea if this is going to work or not?
There's not a rule of thumb, but there's what you always suggest is you can test. That's the best thing about AdWords is you control your budgets. Mm-hmm. Google, the way Google's budgets work for AdWords, every day you have a budget. It's, they call it the daily budget, which is real creative. So if you have a $20 daily budget and you want to test.
Is that a reasonable daily budget?
It's a reasonable, depending on your geographic area. Like, say you just want to target people in sort of the metro Atlanta area.
Right.
Let's say you have $20. Once you hit that $20 threshold for the day, your ad stops showing. So there's not, like, any chance of you overspending too much.
Right.
Now, sometimes Google will overspend above that daily budget to make up for days you did not hit the budget. So it sort of balances it out. Right. And to make sure you spend that $20 wisely is where your cost per clicks come in. Essentially, how much are you paying for somebody to click on your ad? And that's based on the keyword bids and your maximum bid. So let's say you have that $20 daily budget. Mm-hmm. I don't want to start your bids at $5 per click.
Because that means I'd only get 4 clicks.
In theory, you can only get 4 clicks. Now, it's rare that your max bid is hit as your cost per click. But you want to make sure that if I want to get some volume and get some traction, I want to start that CPC somewhat small. And the thing is, you're never fixed.
Oh, and it's always moving?
You can change it as much as you want. Uh-huh. That'd be your daily budget.
Or the cost per click.
The cost per click, your max bid, which determine, you know, which is your maximum cost per click in theory. The keywords you want to bid on, your ad copy, your daily budget, your geographic targeting area. Let's say you want to target, you have a lawn service company. You want to target 20 miles around your zip code, your office zip code. You can do that. Mm-hmm. And if you see you're not getting enough impressions, you can widen that radius.
So you go to 30 miles.
30 miles, and there's so many ways to target with Google as well, with the AdWords.
Now, you mentioned cost per click. Isn't there also cost per impression?
There is, but that's a different metric in terms of...
Is it better to do cost per click or cost per impression?
Usually cost per click, because you only get charged when somebody clicks. Mm-hmm. Now, if you do a cost per impression, you're being charged for every 1,000 impressions, essentially. Like a $5 cost per thousands, or CPM. For every 1,000 impressions you get...
Whether they click or not.
Whether they even technically see it or not, even.
Oh, wow.
So as long as it appears on the page, you're paying that $5 CPM. Mm-hmm. Now, if a cost per click, you're only getting charged by the click only.
So you know that they're going to... Every click is going to take them to your website.
Every click is taking them to the website, to the page you designated for that keyword, right, or group of ad group.
And it might be less than 1,000, or it could be more.
Correct.
Right?
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter. That part's not really relevant.
No, the relevant is your performance overall, the number of clicks you're getting,
right,
and something we call click-through rate, mm-hmm, which is the number of clicks divided by the number of impressions.
But why does that matter?
Because it shows that people are interested in your ads. Your ads are relevant to the keywords that people are typing. You've picked the right keywords, and you've picked the right ad copy to go around it, as well as you're targeting people in the right geographic area. Let's say it's a local company in Atlanta. You're, mm-hmm, not going to target them outside of Atlanta.
Right, because that's all you care about.
Right.
So now, when a company works with you, you mentioned the first thing you do is check out their website.
Right.
And then you're doing some sort of an analysis to make sure
One of two things. Well, it's either one or two options. We're either they don't have an account and we have to build from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, I'm taking over an existing AdWords account and we just do a full audit of it, basically. I'm looking at the history of it in terms of click volume, the click-through rate, the cost per click pricing. You know, all of that is considered, because there's so many aspects of what makes a good account or what makes a bad account, mm-hmm, and the history of it. You know, I usually look at past 30 days, past 3 months, and even a past year, depending on how big the account is overall.
Now, for some businesses, this is how they go to market, right?
Absolutely.
This is their primary way of going,
right,
to market.
Right, and this is why the advantage cost per click marketing, or CPC, has over an SEO, where you're up immediately and you're going to see results, good or bad,
right,
from the jump. Where an SEO is, it's not as measurable, but over time, it's great because you're not paying for the clicks, but you still are paying for a service for somebody to do all the work.
All the work,
so
right.
So there's, you know, the myth that, oh, SEO is free. Well, the end result of the clicks are free, but the work is not.
You're paying either way.
You're paying either way. And there are a lot of great SEO people in Atlanta who I do know, who do a great job.
Right,
paid
because
search,
they work hand in hand.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
In terms of, you know, paid search is a great complement to those just starting out with their SEO. It's a way to, you know, have it a little bit hand in hand to start.
So now, if somebody works with you, how much is your fee for doing this? Because you have to pay the fee to Google.
Right.
Right.
You pay the fees to Google basically through credit cards. And, mm-hmm, you know, I let the clients handle that, obviously. And they can spend as much as they want or as little
but
as they want.
Do you manage it, or do they have to go in the back end? And
there's
then
two ways. I mean, I'll start up. I have a setup fee. Mm-hmm. And that varies, you know, based on hourly work. And then there's a, you know, I charge a monthly management fee, essentially, given the size of the account, more than anything else. One thing I do not do, and I want to make this clear to everybody out there. One thing I don't do as a freelancer, I don't charge commissions based on your media spend.
Oh, okay.
Like, for me, there is no commissions. I'll sit down with you, say, okay, I think it's going to be X number of hours to build your account. I think it's going to be X number of hours and dollars to manage your account per month, and that'll include reporting and whatever else we decide we need. That's all my fees. So if you're spending $1,000 a month in Google, you're spending $1,000 a month in Google. None of that
percentage goes
to me at all.
Now, you mentioned an agency fee. Does Google kick back agencies a percentage?
not that they should, not that I'm aware of. I mean, Google, all their, you know, everything is done through credit cards, whether you're, you know, spending $100,000 a day or $10 a day. Mm-hmm. Now, some very high, you know, accounts have their own reps at Google and they get a lot of assistance. You know, I used to, handle that when I was working on the agency side. I worked on JCPenney's paid search account for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And we had our own dedicated, you know, basically Google. Team at Google.
Right.
But, you know, 99% of the AdWords accounts out there
are smaller.
Smaller and they don't get that.
Now, what, and you mentioned that $20 a day, that's $600 a month.
Right.
Is about the minimum.
That's the minimum I would suggest to start out with, you know, mm-hmm. depending. So you, cause you can set a, you know, you can set your cost per click that's somewhat reasonable. So you get some clicks and impressions, but you can, once you get rolling, you can open up those daily budget caps as much as you want.
Now, is the hard part determining the proper keywords?
Yes. The hardest, I wouldn't say it's hard, but it's the most time consuming. There are two things. It's organizing the account, you know, grouping the keywords together. And those are group.
And the keywords aren't necessarily a word. It could be a phrase.
It can be phrase. Typically, they should be phrases.
And so it isn't a word.
It is not a word typically.
And what, like, could a phrase be like three words or five
words? It could be as many words as you want. You know, you have to sort of sit back and think with the, you know, with your client, okay, what are people going to, what's a reasonable search for this type of product?
So, like, how do you reverse engineer it? Do you kind of imagine what a person would be searching in order
Yeah, absolutely. You imagine what they're searching for, then you start working on phrases from there, and you start adding, you know, different iterations, like different types of ways you would say the terms, flipping the terms back and forth, synonyms for the terms, things like that.
Like you mentioned, like a landscaper. So, like, you would you search for landscape, or would you search for mow my lawn, or
I would. Like, if you're somebody looking for a landscaping company, the person's most likely to search for somebody in their general area, like landscaping.
303-50
zip code, or like Marietta, Cobb County.
Right.
Sandy Springs, things like that. So you want to get somewhat granular that way.
So a word with a geographic location.
Geographic or a specific, you know, if it's a specific type of term. Like, you're not going to just search for a lawyer, in a sense.
So
like
you'll say divorce
lawyer. Divorce lawyer, real estate attorney, right. Things like that. You know, there's so many ways. And a good thing about AdWords is you're basically unlimited with keywords. I think the latest max was around 1 million, and that was a few years ago.
Oh, so
1 million you can have in your account, and your account holds everything, and that's basically your login.
So that's part of your services. You help them identify the proper keywords?
Absolutely. And the best way to do it is that search marketing is a great testing platform as well. And if you test some keywords and they work great, you keep running them. If they don't work great, then you can pause them and run the other ones.
And then you mentioned also you help with the ad copy.
Right. I typically like to write all the ad copy because I try to make sure there's relevance between the keywords and the ad copy. Because the more iterations of the keyword that are in the ad copy, that will help with your overall ad rank.
Oh, okay.
Not just your bid. And that's part of that quality score.
So back to the landscaper, Cobb County,
mm-hmm.
the ad copy might say best landscaper in Cobb County, yeah,
absolutely.
Or something like that.
And you can also put that in the ad title. And you can also, you know, you also have a display URL that shows you the website of the advertiser. And you can also append that website. You know, I would say, like, you know, if it's landscapersrus.com, I would put a / and add Cobb County mm-hmm. to that URL.
Now, what about an offer? Should you put an offer in the ad copy, or do you just want to intrigue them enough to go to the page?
If the client has an offer they want to, you know, put out there, absolutely. Promos are a great marketing tool for AdWords because it's a way to place yourself in front of the space in your in the competition.
Mm-hmm.
So if they've, like, you know, new customers
$50
get $50
special,
off their right. First lawn care treatment, that's a great way to least get people to the website, if nothing else.
So now, what's a rookie mistake that people make when they're doing this on their own?
Well, there's a few. The biggest rookie mistake is, and this is a little bit more in-depth, but not knowing how Google, the keyword match types are used.
What does match type
mean? A match type is essentially how the algorithm reads how the keyword is typed in. And there are three match types. There's an exact match, there's a phrase match, and a broad match.
So what's a literal example of that?
Literal example.
Going to our landscaping example.
Let's say we have landscaping Sandy Springs.
Right.
An exact match would be only when you type in landscaping Sandy Springs.
Right.
And only your ad would show up with that iteration of match type.
Exactly in that order, spelled exactly.
Exactly,
even caps and lowercase?
Caps and lowercase, not an issue. And actually, they've now, last year or so, Google's actually made a little bit of wiggle room for misspellings and plurals.
So if they, what if they like had Sandy Springs touching and they didn't put a space between it?
That's a good question. I'm not sure what they do about that one. That's a little bit, I'm sure they would find a way to, they would match it as close as possible. Then you have the phrase type, phrase match, where as long as that keyword is part of a phrase of the query, then it'll show up. So you have landscaping Sandy Springs. So let's say you have top landscaping Sandy Springs. Mm-hmm. Then your ad would show because that three-word phrase is part of the full search query.
Okay.
And then you have broad match, which is a little bit more subjective in terms of, let's say somebody types in lawn care Sandy Springs instead of landscaping, then they might show up because it's a broad, it's a related term.
Right.
I used to be a big exact match proponent until they made these changes last year or so. So I'm really stick to phrase match and a little bit of broad match. Mm-hmm. And the way...
Is that a box you click when you're submitting the ad?
Yes, when you're submitting your keywords into the account, you're able to designate. You have to designate a match type to each keyword,
or else
it'll default to broad usually.
Right.
So you can default. You know.
So some you might want to be more specific.
Correct.
Like if you know that you're never going to leave Sandy Springs, that's probably exact, right? Like you don't want it to be Sandy Plains and count.
Well, it depends, and all depends on the match, right? If you have Sandy Plains, that might trigger up with a broad match because Sandy Plains
right.
and Sandy Springs
are
close.
So you may want to be specific.
You need to be at least phrase match because phrase match will not
right.
will cut those Sandy Plains terms aside.
So now the way that you know this works is how? Just by the traffic to the website?
It's by the click volume, and it's by your click-through rate to see how what percentage of impressions are being clicked.
Because say you have a good ratio there, and then a lot of people are going to the website, but they're not doing the action you want, then you have a website problem, not necessarily an ad problem. Right,
you have sort of either a website issue or you might have a keyword issue as well.
Uh-huh.
Maybe your keywords are not as relevant as you think they are.
Right.
So that goes back. And then there's so many layers you can pick and prod at.
So that's a lot of job security for you.
Exactly. That's the hope, yes. I mean, yeah, basically when I take over an account, I'm looking at all aspects. I'm looking at the campaign setup, which is me looking at your budgets, your targeting. And your targeting means doesn't mean geographic. That means your ad scheduling, if you have any. Are your mobile ads targeted? Languages, your ad rotation, things like that. It's a whole set of different settings you can place for a campaign. And then I'm looking at your keywords, which are grouped in something called ad groups. Let's make sure your keywords are grouped essentially where they're all relevant to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't want to mix, like if you have a lawn care service, you don't want to mix, landscaping with, lawns and things like that. You want to make sure the keywords are as tight as possible and related to each other.
Right.
Because that's where your ad copy comes in. You want to write the ad copy as close to the keywords.
So they're working hand in hand.
So they're working hand in hand. So you don't have to worry about, one thing I always see is that you don't want to see ad groups where you have like 200 keywords of them and nothing is split out. And
right. you want it to be very targeted.
So targeted.
That everything, each little group is as specific and targeted as possible.
Absolutely.
And then maybe run a different ad for the lawn care
Absolutely.
Than the landscaping
Correct.
Or the mowing from the,
Let's
the
say
trees.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's like, say you did tree removal or
right.
something as well. So there's different ways to do that. And if you have different lines of businesses under your company and you want to designate different budgets for each of those, that's where you have campaigns come in.
Right.
That's where you set your budgets. You can have 10, technically you can have 10,000 campaigns in an AdWords account.
Wow.
And if you do that, I think I'm good for you. But you can have, let's say you have an e-commerce store. Do you sell,
Right.
So electronics. And you're going to, so you're going to have different things. You have MP3 players.
Right. It could be computers. It could right. be radios.
It could be a whole different thing. So right. if you want to designate, you have an overall budget that you have in mind and you want to designate percentages to those specific products, that's where you would create multiple campaigns, essentially.
And then, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way? I guess you just go to one of your pay-per-click campaigns that you're running for yourself?
I wish. I mean, the best way to find me is at my website, which is jdbmedia.com.
Uh-huh.
And they can fill out a form, and I'll get that pretty much immediately. I'm on Twitter at jdb426. LinkedIn is, I think it's Josh Bernstein Media is the full URL for that. So.
And then do you do best with companies that are local, that have a local
I would like
issue?
To, usually I would like to be local because, you know, you like to meet people face-to-face. And
right.
some of the things I've seen with some of these other, you know, pay-per-click companies that, you know, there's a lot of salespeople there and you don't know who's actually doing
the work.
And,
right.
and I'll say this, things that are different from me being, you know, full-time freelancing is that I will give you full access to your AdWords account. Uh-huh. Not everybody gets that with other, you know, these other agencies.
Oh, so they keep that to themselves?
Some do. Now, I'm not talking, when I say agency, I'm not talking like real established digital agencies. That's not who I'm talking about. These more, a little bit salesy agencies who, you know, who will charge you really high commissions and you don't really have much insight to what they're doing.
Right.
And for me, you'll get reports, you know, at least minimum once a month, if not more.
Right.
And you will have access to your AdWords account because I will create your account.
And then
I'll give them access through a login email,
right.
which is usually through Gmail, typically.
Now, and then do you specialize in the type of business? You mentioned JCPenney earlier.
No, I don't really specialize. There's really no verticals that I specialize in because with pay-per-click search, it's all the same methodology in terms of setting up an account. You have to make sure you write the ads right.
So it doesn't matter if it's healthcare, if it's IT, it doesn't.
It really shouldn't matter. As long as the biggest challenge of paid search is setting up the account properly to start. That saves you a lot of headaches down the road.
Right.
It's
so
easier
if you do
to
that right.
Then you do it right up front, you know, and you're seeing great results from the start. That's much better than trying to play catch up because if you start not knowing what you're doing and you're trying to start, you know, catching up and trying to lower your cost per click and trying to get your click-through rate up, you know, that's where I would come in, obviously, and go from, you know, from
so
there.
So you could really save a person a lot of time and money
I
by
hope so. Yeah, absolutely.
Just being better at it because this is all you do 24/7.
Pretty much, yeah.
And that's Josh Bernstein, and he is with JDBmedia.com. Well, thank you so much for being part
thank
of the show.
You
really helped our audience understand the difference between search engine marketing and search engine optimization.
Appreciate it.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.